Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of how far you have to go to save somebody's life. We've been basing ourselves in the very amazing sefer Divrei Yetziv of the Gaon, the Klozenberger Rebbe, Sechel Tzadik Kol Shlevracha, Choshen Mishpat Siman Ayin Tes. Now we have reached Os Vav B'Siyata Dishmaya. So today we're going to discuss saving somebody who is a murderer. Is one allowed to hide him? And the Gemara Nida Samach Aleph Amar Aleph tells about these Galilites, that there was a rumor that they killed. They came in front of Rabbi Tarfon and they asked him to hide them, and he said, what am I supposed to do? If I don't hide you, they'll see you. But if I do hide you, the rabbis say that Lashon Hara, you're not supposed to be Makabel Lashon Hara, but you have to be Choshesh. So go hide yourself. Rashi says, what does it mean you have to be Choshesh for Lashon Hara? And maybe you killed, and it's Usher to save you, so I have to be Choshesh for this Lashon Hara that's your killers. So you see, from Rashi, you don't save a killer. Tosis, the name of Shilta, says, maybe you killed, and if I save you, the king's going to have my head, literally. So you should be choshish for the Lashon Hara to save yourself. There shouldn't be hafzei to you or to others. See, it's a different shot than Rashi. The Rush also asks on Rashi, what, just because there's a rumor that somebody killed, you're not allowed to save him? You're not allowed to save a life? Can't be. Save yourself, you can be choshish, but you're not allowed to save him just because there's a rumor he killed? So maybe we can say in Rashi that since Medin Malchus, you're not allowed to save him, it's Dina the Malchus Adina. Choshen Mishpat Shin Samach Tes, Sifches, Sifir Aleph. Sifches, Sifir Aleph. If it's Alpe Yosher Rachok, Dina the Malchus Adina. So since Lamechash Miyaboy, Alpe Yosher Rachok, you shouldn't save this guy. The Marashal writes that from the Shiltas is no Raya to save him, because the Shiltas is just worried about, Tosin the name of the Shiltas, is just worried about his own head. That's why I didn't save him, but not this guy, not the Horeg himself. Meaning, the only reason that he didn't want to save him is worried about his own head, but as far as the murderer is concerned, you could save him. But the Marashal says, no raya from the Shiltas, that in principle you should save the killer. Because even though there are no Dine Nefashis anymore, you're not allowed to save him. Ken Yovdu Kolai Vecha Hashem. In general, we want the enemies of God to die. But since it's only a suffix nefashis hakel, and you should save. Just here, he's worried about his own head, so he didn't have to save this person. So in principle, maybe you shouldn't save. Ken Yovdu Kolai Vecha Hashem. But here, it's only a suffix, and suffix nefashis hakel. And the Chavisiyar and Kufman Vav, he brings from our sugya and Rashi, that you're not mishtadel atzelas haratzeach. And even though Tosas brings another pshat, but he doesn't explicitly argue with Rashi, and it's actually an open pasuk in Mishle, Adam Ashuk Bedam Nefesh Adbor Yanas Al Yitmachu Bo. A person who's guilty of bloodshed, he can run to a pit, but don't support him. Don't save a murderer. And from here is a kol kore to defense lawyers. Sometimes they defend somebody who's a murderer. If he really believes he's a murderer, you shouldn't try to get him off the hook. And the Chavis Yair is mitzayin to the Sefer Chassidim in Tavresh Pei Gimel. Sefer Chassidim says, "In borech rotzech alecha al tekableu." Don't accept a rotzech, whether it's a yid or a goy, like the Meisim Rebbe of Rabbi Tarfon and Nida. That he didn't accept this person. He didn't try to hide him. In the Bris Olam of the Chida, he notes that in the Meisim Rabbi Tarfon, it was a rumor. And from the Lashon of the Sefer Chassidim, it's mashma that it's talking about a Rotzeach Vadai. So which one is it? So he writes that the Rotzeach Vadai is Asur Midina. In Baruch Rotzeach Eilecha, don't save him. Al Pi Din. And Rabbi Tarfon was Choshesh even for a rumor. That's why the Sefer Chassidim was Rabbi Tarfon. He was Choshesh even for a rumor. Because he had Amos HaMalchus, like Tosin the Rosh say. And the Sheol Siyavis and Chayk Beis Simites, he's very machmir in this. He says, we don't try to save such a person. He's a dead man, he's a Gavra Ketila, Din Dalad Meses Lo Bitbatlu. The Din of Arvim Meses Bezin has not been cancelled. In principle, Bezin can't carry it out, then God will. And even Shuba doesn't help, it's Shvichus Damim. There's no Kapara, there's no Mechila. Kim Bedam Shofcho, like the Pasuk says, his own blood has to be spilled. And we're not allowed to save him from death. B'shum Oifin, Afilu B'derech Heter. and say, "Oh, but Gemara needed Samach Aleph." And even though according to Tosfos it's not Muchruch, because they say he was worried about his own head, Rabbi Tarfon. Nevertheless, Tosfos doesn't argue with Rashi. You're not allowed to save a murderer, and there was only a rumor they didn't want to save him. Also to save him, out's rumor. So certainly one shouldn't save a Vadei Rotzeach. B'chein Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Tzavach Odom Oshuk B'dam Nefesh Ad Boreinus Al Tit Mechuba Al Yit Mechuba. Don't save a murderer. That's the Shelos Yaivitz in Chelek Aleph Sim Mem Gimel. Talks about an Eshasi. She was Mizanach HaShalom Lo'alein Rachman Litzlan. She became pregnant. So he said, maybe you're allowed to abort this baby because she's a Mina Efes. So she can drink this potion to kill the baby, kill the fetus. She's chayevis misa midin Torah. So we can't do it, but din dalad meis lo bit butlu. It's an open pasuk in the Mishlei. Adam mashuk b'dam nefesh ad boryon is hayit mechubo. And this is a paradigm for all chayevim misas, not to save them. And even though this mamzer, when he's born, he's going to be a kosher, he's going to be chayev a mitzis, in person's chayev al harigoso. But now he's yerechimo, now he's still connected to his mother. And if Dina was Maser B'Yadenu, we would kill the two of them together. Like the Gemara in Erechin. So therefore it's Pashut that we're not Choshish for him. V'neragal Yideimo. So therefore she can drink this Sam, this potion. Ramis the Chavisior wasn't Machted LaHalacha not to save the murderer. At the beginning of the tshuva, he says shelo lahalacha. Of course, came the ma'isa. It's dinei nefashis. And he says if it's true not to save him, then every rasha gamur. When he gets sick or he's lebeli de sakana, you shouldn't help him. It's not true, because only those who are moridim v'lo ma'alim you don't save, but other people you do save. Maybe this din of arba meisas lo batlu is only with edim and asra. But if you don't have edim and asra, maybe you should try to save him. Ain shita mukubetzes ksubas lamed amad aleph. And Tosis there in Ksubis Lamed Amid Beis, he says through Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megil, so he's Mechel Agamre, so now he's Chus Tololo, he's not Nifre Menor B'chayev. Shelos Yavitz Chelik Beis that we mentioned earlier is Cholik on Tosis. See also Tosis Sota Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur Maschel Hita Tzudenu. They bring from Chagiga that if a person's Baal Eish Asish, Vasra Abayla Tzmashmi loses a Chelik in Olam Haba. And then he asks from Perak HaZov that it says he does have a Chelik in Olam Haba. And he says, maybe there he did tshuva. Ma'arit chelik beiz arachayim simen ches. A person killed with ritzichos v'arayis. Ritzichos. And he also did arayis. And he's also a kofer. So he says, b'chol davar mahani tshuva. Tshuva, let a person do tshuva. In the Dvash Lefiyim, Arechas Tavos Yotes, he brings b'shem ba'al smichas chachomim. That there are those who write that tshuva ainu mu'elas la'avodah zarah gilaraz shfichus dam v'yesh cholgim. Some people argue you can't do tshuva avodah zarah gilaraz shfichus dam. It says in the pasuk tashev enosh ad daka. Person should do tshuva until daka. What's daka? Rashi teves dam kfira isha. Even if he spilled blood, even if he did avodah zarah kfira, even with women, he could do tshuva. And maybe he says that's vayter. It says in the pasuk shuvu b'nei adam. Rashi Tevis Isha Dam Mumer. In other words, even though he did Daka, we still say Shuvu B'nei Adam. Shuvah helps for everything. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, Yom Pei Vav Amin Aleph, Dibur Maschil Lam Reish Lakish, says that maybe there's a Machlokas in Gemara if Shuvah works for Avodah Zarah. And the Akdama to the Sefer Derech Pichudecha, he proves that the Ikar Tshuva is B'Kabal Amitis Lazivas Hachet. The fact that it says Harayat Mekudeshesli Almanash Nitzad Gamor, even if he's a Rasha, she's Mekudeshes Misafik, maybe it's Mahara B'Tshuva. Even if a person's a Rasha Gamor, B'Gnev, Gezla, Rayas, and he didn't have time for Tanetzim and Yisurim, he could still do Tshuva, he was Mekabal Alahaba. Or Zeruah b'simin Sofel Chas Tefila b'simin Kuf Yud Beis. So Akopanim, even a Rosh Hagamor, maybe Mishtadl Nahatzilo, maybe he did Tshuva. The The Chavos Yairis mitzadeh that if a person was nitfas for that ritzicha, maybe you shouldn't try to save him. Because vadeh min hashamayim, he has to be makabel the din Torah, of the Torah, shofech dam adam, adam dam yishofech. And he says that there's svaras that maybe if he's rotzeach dam nefesh naki b'mezit, maybe not to save him, shev al taisa adif, but maybe it's dafka ritzicha. Because ritzicha is very chamor, but maybe not other averis. And maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. Maki ishva meis mois yumas v'asher lo tzada v'alakim ina liyadoi. Rashi brings to the mechilta ina ilu nemar maki ish shomani afilu katan. Shehika v'harag yehechayev. So, from the Zahav Amina in the Mechilta, that when it says Makeish, even a cotton should be Chayiv. You have a Hav Amina that even a Chayiv a cotton for a Tzicha. So then Rashi brings another pasuk that you see a cotton isn't Chayiv. Rav Zuss would have said, Makeish, somebody who hits a man is chayiv. Before we even a cotton. Rav says, Vish kiyake. So it excludes a cotton. But what's the havamin of a cotton? Because of chomer adavar. He'd be machayiv a cotton, who's part of the comments of the Torah, so he doesn't go around killing. And therefore it says, Vaiter, Vasher lo tzada, Elokim in eliyado, that ritzicha person's chayiv even on shogeg. It's very serious. So maybe we're also mechayev a cotton. Then the pasuk comes lafuke cotton. So based on what the Shiltas writes, that he didn't want to hide him, because the Amos Hamalchus, the Chornim bring from the Sefer Agudas Ezov, he proved from here that you don't have to be machnis yourself to a suffix sakana to save your friend. This is what we've been discussing in these shiurim. So you see here, he didn't want to endanger himself, b'safek, to save his friend. But it could be that here was only a safek hatzala. Because even the Yerushalmi, we learned in the first year, Echonim learning the Yerushalmi that you're chayiv lahatzil. Here would be moda that you don't have to, the Yerushalmi moda, you don't have to be matzil. Because even if he hides him, he's not necessarily going to save him. So it's only a suffix sakana, it's only a suffix atzala. So you're not chayiv a suffix atzala for a suffix sakana, only a vade atzala. And they're not chayiv. If it's only a suffik atzala, suffik atzala. And also this isn't necessarily a vadei sakana. The discussion is saving your friend. Going into a suffik sakana to save your friend from a vadei sakana. Who says there's a vadei sakana? Maybe because they could have hid. Elsewhere it's only a suffik sakana. In the Sefer Beis Hillel, Yoredea, Kufnun Zayin, Sof Siv Katan Hey. He says, in order to save your friend from a suffix sakana, you don't have to be machnis yourself to a suffix sakana, even according to the Yerushalmi. This Gemara works even according to the Yerushalmi. So, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned some new things. And there's obviously tons more to say on this topic. And I hope that we'll be able to continue. It's a very, very long tshuva here in the Divrei Yatziv. I know the Olam very often doesn't like long things. So therefore it's Kedai, you learn Tzibislach, Tzibislach, little by little. When we give ourselves a bracha, we should be Zocha, Lumo, Dulam, Hidlishmo, Velasas. L'Kaim is called Divrei Selma, Terasa, Behava, Amen, Be'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.